Random House Audio presents Bad Luck and Trouble by Lee Child. Read for you by Dick Hill. Chapter 1. The man was called Calvin Franz, and the helicopter was a Bell 222. Franz had two broken legs, so he had to be loaded on board, strapped to a stretcher. Not a difficult maneuver. The Bell was a roomy aircraft, twin-engined, designed for corporate travel and police departments, with space for seven passengers. The rear doors were as big as a panel van's, and they opened wide. The middle row of seats had been removed. There was plenty of room for Franz on the floor. The helicopter was idling. Two men were carrying the stretcher. They ducked low under the rotor wash and hurried, one backward, one forward. When they reached the open door, the guy who had been walking backward got one handle up on the sill and ducked away. The other guy stepped forward and shoved hard and slid the stretcher all the way inside. Franz was awake and hurting. He cried out and jerked around a little, but not much, because the straps across his chest and thighs were buckled tight. The two men climbed in after him and got in their seats behind the missing row and slammed the doors. Then they waited. The pilot waited. A third man came out a gray door and walked across the concrete. He bent low under the rotor and held a hand flat on his chest to stop his necktie whipping in the wind. The gesture made him look like a guilty man proclaiming his innocence. He tracked around the Bell's long nose and got in the forward seat next to the pilot. "Go," he said, and then he bent his head to concentrate on his harness buckle. The pilot goosed the turbines, and the lazy whoop-whoop of the idling blade slid up the scale to an urgent centripetal whip-whip-whip, and then disappeared.